Hi guys, welcome to Conversations with Me by Me Me. So, nacheka ndo niji explain bwana nimepotea for a long time. So see, you guys know we're talking about growing pains. And part of it is adulting and part of it is generally like, I don't know, a sense of like struggling to be consistent with things and trying to find a balance and prioritizing, those big words that, you know, we use as adults to just describe our simple yet complicated life. Anyway, a lot has happened since I disappeared. I didn't disappear. I mean, I feel like my last episode was February, so yeah, understandably it's like a month disappearance. It's been a busy season of my life, I suppose that's how I describe it. But it's been like a growth spurt of sorts where, like, you know how you're like, hey, I'm on this journey of knowing myself, and then it's like, no, we start again. So that's why my mantra is always you begin again. So be very, as a member of this community of Conversations with B, need to be very open with new starts, fresh starts, new beginnings, and generally just starting over as much as possible. There's beauty in that. So I guess I'll begin with a song that has been. I have many songs that have made me so happy, like this past month. Let me say that a month and like a half, because in April, and the one that I guess had stood out because I first heard it on TikTok was Jericho by Iniko. So it's a very, I think, beyond being powerful, it's spiritual. It's very. It's I don't know, it's just, it nourishes my soul. It's like this, you know how insecure am I, when did I get this content, I mean this not content, this idea from mirror work, where you like look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and you're like, I'm that girl or guy, for the guy listeners. Like you speak very positive affirmations to yourself. You just remind yourself of the greatness that you are, you know. And so the lyrics of Jericho by Iniko are very powerful, and I believe to a very strong part of it, the lyrics are very, very spiritual. I feel like they transcend something. You know how we're like, maybe it's just me, but I feel like we are, we're like spiritual forms in physical bodies. We're not just like human beings. We were created, we were made, I don't know, there's just something about us that's really special. And for a person to make a song that makes people feel so connected with a part of themselves and feel so much higher than themselves, I guess that's the point of creating anything, really. So yeah, I really love her song. So if you haven't listened, please, I think you won't get enough to convince you to listen. I like the a cappella version first, but the one on Spotify is more, you know, it has two things that just make you feel things. So yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. So yeah, I loved it. I don't like have a favorite. Let me say, lyric in all of it, everything just feeds onto the next, you know. I don't know, it's just, they're just powerful, you know. She talks about how she's making moves and starting waves. She doesn't swim or sink, she just floats. I think, let me just speak to this as myself. I don't swim or sink, I just float. I don't need gravity, I just need growth. When I move, it's an earthquake, rumble. I won't ever fall, never stumble. And I don't need to be humble. I break down walls like Jericho, crumble. Wow, that's, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what whether measure work works for you. I don't know how you affirm yourself every day, but yeah, that's my song of the day, the month or the month and a half, as you please, my lovely people. So today, this podcast episode is highly inspired by a burger, nice juicy beef burger. So if you've eaten a burger, you know how they can embarrass you. Yes, I'm not scared of being embarrassed by a burger. It just made me think about a lot. So I mean, before you get to eat your burger, yuli ananza kuna kula fries waliza nusu uko like ai nataka kula nyama. And then so there's someone who taught me this hack of flipping the burger. So you start with the bottom bun and then you cut it, and then you like cut it into pieces, like into fours, and then you maneuver it evil with your fork or whatever you decide to do. Or you just shikilia yote and you bite, but sometimes pieces like slide, the bacon, the cheese, the nanza could slide on the side when you take a bite. I thought we agreed about this before we started. I thought we had an agreement. and then you get to the point of, you know what, you decided to fail me, and I'll just eat you as you are. Really naka, I don't mind. It's tamu at the end of the day. So handling burgers and just going about how to maneuver them and maneuver them in a neat manner, yes, it reminded me of difficult conversation and how sometimes it's not really about what you want to tell the person, but it's more about when you're going to tell them. So the same way you choose where you strike that burger and how you strike it, is really how difficult conversations can be quite something. And in this and myself series, handling difficult conversation is definitely something that you should look into. And I look at it the same way I look at handling the burger. Think about how you're going to handle the burger. Think about how you're going to approach the person, the situation, the people, the group, depending on the context you have. Think about once you've said what you said, when are you going to say it? How are you going to say it? How are you going to package your information? I think about a method I found some time back. It's called the sandwich method. I'm not so sure if it's a good method to use or if it's good advice, but here goes. The sandwich method is where you package information, bad information between good information. So the first maybe slice of bread or whatever carbohydrate to decide to use, a bun or whatever, has good news. Hi, so I am very impressed with your work. Nini. However, that's a katikati part, that's a party. Then you talk about the thing that you actually wanted to address to this person, but you had to first get them into a comfortable situation. And then lastly, you package it. And I believe we can work on this or blah blah blah, etc. So that's a method some people use to handle difficult conversations in terms of the how. And then lastly, you have to accept that sometimes pieces of the party will fall off. Pieces of the bad side that you are handling will just fall off and you'll just you'll be left with a mess to look at. So sometimes these difficult conversations don't necessarily lead to successful outcomes. You went there hopeful and excited that you're going to deliver a message in a really good way. Paka setting ulikuwa umepanga, everything was okay, but you didn't think about how the other person would interpret what you said. And I'll refer to a TED talk I shared recently. Not me, when I shared to people, but yes, I want to definitely deliver a TED talk. There's something about speaking that I really, really enjoy, about miscommunication. And sometimes you speak to be, you speak so that people listen to you, but sometimes when you, and especially when you're having difficult conversations, you need to speak. Not only that you're heard, but that you listen to both sides of the conversation. Yeah. So that's just something. I don't know if you guys think about like deep things like this when you are just living life normally, but whenever I get a chance to just introspect and look beautiful, I feel the need to share to you guys especially. So yeah, that's one of the things I was rather the highlight of this podcast episode, and like many other to lessons I learned through the past month and a half since I was last here. It's probably like 2 months, but I don't admit it's like 2 months. Yeah. So, outside handling difficult conversations, I stumbled upon a process, no, a concept that I've known for a while now. And I love doing tests, like Maya Brie, Izom of Tutuzote. And there's just something nice about figuring out, oh, kumeni kuhivi, ENFJT, oh, okay, sawa. So in one of the tests that I did some time back called the Big Five Personality Traits Test, there's one of the traits that's called agreeableness. And I found myself being agreeable when I didn't think I was agreeable, because the thing with agreeableness is that you're the kind person, you're the generous, you're the nice, especially niceness, you're just willing to heavily accommodate other people's interests over your own, and that's where the first problem begins, hapo, over your own. And sometimes agreeableness is not only in whether you like didn't agree to something, but it's in the fact that you didn't disagree with it. That's the lesson I have been learning. So there's beauty in saying things out loud and speaking your mind. Sometimes speaking your mind will cost you not a penny, but it might cost you something. But the beauty of speaking out loud, the beauty of being heard, is that it's your voice, it's your unique voice that's out there. And now you can go and dig a bit further about how agreeableness doesn't necessarily favor a lot of people, because you're the wanasemanga good guys finish last. And sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's true, because no one recognizes the person who works too hard but is not loud about how they did it. No one looks at the person who just basically tidies up after everyone, because ideally when people reward results, not input or action, they want to see what you've done. So if you're the person who's just ukutu mtu mzuri, I'm not saying become a bad person, guys. I'm just saying that if you're trying to be seen more, be heard more, you have to learn how to communicate your value loudly. You have to learn to disagree to agree. You have to learn to sometimes disagree to disagree. Yeah? Does that make sense? To disagree to disagree. yeah, it does. and it's good to get along with everyone. It's good to be concerned about other people. It's good to want peace and harmony, but so zingine, you should want violence, because I'm not saying you go fight people. I'm just saying sometimes you need to say what you actually want to say. Don't say what everyone wants to hear. At the end of the day, this is your one ordinary and unique life. Hauna ingine. And there's a payoff, there's a reward, but you might not see it then and there, but it's good to speak your voice and be heard. So I'll like share a few links that I found interesting about agreeableness, and especially on disagreeing, and not always being a yes man or woman or agreeing to things. It's just think through some of the things that you've agreed to or not spoken when you were supposed to speak, or not not disagreed when you were supposed to. Just think about that for a bit. That's more about the beauty of saying things out loud. And then to something else, that these are very they're deep but separate conversations I think you need to have with yourself. So these are the difficult conversations you need to have with yourself, and where you're at with them. So I don't know what you use to identify yourself with, but recently I found out I have some markers that I use to identify myself with. So my career is one of them, and I didn't realize it until like a particular day. So I think I was having a really tough day, and then I realized I myself wasn't okay as well. And then I realized I needed to separate who I am and who I identify with. Like, for example, if I have wins at work, then I'm good. If I have L's at work, then I'm not good. That's dangerous. Like, that's a dangerous, journey to be on, but it is, because wanasemanga usieke vitu kwa roho. So the same way, usieke the things you identify yourself with so personally, you need to be a separate entity from those things, because those are the things you either can do, those are the people you are with, those are the abilities you possess, those are things that are separate from who you actually are. So you can join me in separating the markers that I've had and didn't realize, and finding out how and what you use to identify yourself with, and be very honest with yourself. Nivile, we usually told, please don't lie on the test. You know, you find yourself wanting to fill in the higher scores in a test, the 5 out of 10. You just want to be good, great, excellent. That's what you want to be. But sometimes you're just like average on a certain scale, or in this other scale, you're like, you've even pitted this scale. You're like a 12 out of 10, you know? So when you ask yourself this hard questions, when you're having this difficult conversation with yourself, I urge you to be very honest to yourself. And I'm a very big advocate of writing. There's something that your pen and a paper just, they connect with your thoughts in a way that typing doesn't. It's not the same. I mean, this is just me being a stan for handwritten things any day. So what are your identity markers? What are yours? I think I've shared mine. And I'll let you like in on how I'm doing with this figuring and separating things, probably in like a future episode. But that's, or even cover more about this in an individual episode, because ideally it's a growing pain. It's realizing something is good and bad. It's good because, whoa, I know something new. It's bad because you have to do something about it now. And it's bad because you have to change a few things, and no one likes to change, but change is good. Then the words you speak to yourself, what do you tell yourself? I love how this borrows from, okay, I like how I am connecting everything, and I knew everything was connected from the beginning. So when I talked about mirror work, I sort of low-key foreshadowed this conversation and the words you speak to yourself. What do you tell yourself, kind words? Do you speak to yourself harshly? Do you critique yourself? Are you kind to yourself? I think here podcast, I'm always talking about being graceful to yourself, extending a lot of grace to yourself. You make mistakes, you'll repeat those mistakes until you learn, until you can do better. And it's very important that you're in a healthy space with yourself, where you can delude yourself a little, but you can tether yourself around the truth, where you can tether yourself around what's honest, where you can tether yourself around your true values, you know. And when you feel like you're straying a bit much, you bring kuja rudi nani, come back here, nimesema kuja, and you're like, just come back and be very honest with the things you need to be honest with to yourself. And usijidanganye pia, like, if you've done something wrong, yes, you've done something wrong, but you're not, it's not the end of life. As in, it's things happen, mistakes happen, and we move on and we forgive ourselves and we plan to do better. And if we don't, we learn again until we learn the entirety of the mistake such that we can avoid repeats, you know? Those three were like the highlights of this past month that just learn to be disagreeable sometimes and learn to learn what your identity, self-identity markers are and speak to yourself positively and kindly, but most of all, honestly. For lots of maybe inspo this past week and the other one, I've been feeding off of Sylvia Mulinge's energy. So there were like two captions on her TikTok feed. The first one was, "We become what we see and our lives will move in the direction of our dominant focus. So stay conscious because that is a story of your life you are writing." I'm allowing you to take that in. That heavy stuff. Good stuff, yeah? And the second one, "Whatever train life has you on, let loose. Be a child again. You might change the way you see things." Again, take it in. That's what I pretty much wanted to share today, you guys. And just having more candid conversations on the Me, Myself, and I series, and just debunking growing pains for what they are, embracing them, embracing the joy, the pain, the highs, and the lows in their entirety, and growing together because we're a community of people interested in the self-awareness, interested in learning, interested in reading, hint, hint. interested in doing better, growing themselves. And the thing with your growth journey is that it doesn't look the same every day. The days you will not want to do anything, and the days you wake up and you're so excited and you want to do so much. And I think that's just how life is. I think that's just how unpredictable it is. And whenever you have your storms, I hope you remember that sometimes there's stillness in the chaos, and listen to yourself a little more. There's a lot that you know that you should tell yourself that you need to hear. Yeah. So I finished reading the book of this month, which was called The Silent Patient by Alex. Let me call him Alex Michael because his name is Rifu. Rather, I'm not so sure how to mention the last two letters. And then I have started a memoir by Michelle Zaunar. Yes, pretty interesting stuff. Silent Patient was some good stuff. It was a thriller and good stuff on... This is just a thriller. Go and read. I'm not telling you what I'm reading. Hey, please, come on. Hakuna shortcuts, you Maisha. So, with that said and done, I shall wrap up here. Thanks for listening, being amazing, being true, and being you. Do share this podcast with your friends and foes alike. Let's out it. Love and light. Till next time. Bye.